2017 Verizon Vikings training camp continues in Mankato. We have another special guest. It's Albert Breer of the MMQB here working on, I would imagine, a couple of things. Because you always seem to have multiple things going on and multiple stories wherever you go. So I'm excited to hear what you're working on here in Mankato.
Yeah, I mean, I think the interesting stories, I mean, look, it's still a talented roster despite how last year ended. So to me, the two most interesting stories are the quarterbacks and the fact that they've got two quarterbacks who are both in contract years. One's hurt, the other one isn't. And then, of course, the running back situation. And seeing how much work Dalvin Cook's getting with the first team. And the shoes he's – I mean, like, the shoes he's filling. You know, and that's an iconic player in Adrian Peterson that was here. And it's big shoes for a rookie to fill. So those, to me, are the compelling storylines. But the one that might actually determine where the Vikings are in January is probably the offensive line.
Yeah, and that's an interesting one because there are moving pieces and different parts from last year at this time. I mean, two new starting tackles to begin with. And I know that Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers may not be household names, but you've been around the game for a long time, and you know those two players. So tell us kind of your perspective on the addition of those two.
Yeah, you know, the Lions really liked Riley Reiff. And part of it for them was, how are we going to get the most out of our group? Now, Taylor Decker went down there, but they really felt like they get better at the right tackle spot specifically by going and getting Ricky Wagner from Baltimore. They liked Riley Reiff as a left tackle. They feel like Taylor Decker can be a generational left tackle. So it was kind of the deal there was, we feel like we're set at left tackle, and now we can get a really, really good right tackle. They liked Reiff at both spots, but, you know, felt like they were stronger at both spots with those two. And that kind of tells you who Reiff is. You know, he's a good player. I don't think you're going to see him turn into Anthony Munoz here, but he's, you know, a guy who can solidify that left tackle spot, which is hard to do. And what's interesting about that is that, you know, the other guy you bring in Mike Remmers, is a guy who was fine at right tackle, but then a little bit of a disaster when you moved him to left tackle. So to me, you know, you look at those two spots and how important it is for the Vikings to shore those two spots up. I think without question, health is the big thing now. Yeah. You know, because if Reiff and Remmers stay healthy, you might be okay. If Reiff goes down, are you moving Remmers back over to left tackle? That's an issue.
We don't want to talk about
that. Yeah, and so I think they've made moves that make some sense, so long as the guys who they're counting on can stay healthy, and everybody in Minnesota knows that health can be kind of a moving target.
We do know that. Yeah. What do you think about a team in the NFC North like the Vikings going against Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford? You add two new pieces to the offensive line, you sign Latavius Murray, and you draft Dalvin Cook, so obviously power and running game focus there, and then the backbone of your team is the defense. Is that a formula that can work in this division?
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at it right now, they're probably the most balanced team in the division. You know, Detroit's got a chance to be explosive offensively, and they've got some questions on defense. You know, what are they going to do at linebacker? Is Jared Davis going to be a big timer for them right away? And, you know, like you look at the Packers, it's the same thing. You know, if they pick up where they left off last year, the Packers are going to be really good offensively. They've got questions defensively. You know, Julius Peppers is gone now. How's that going to affect their pass rush? What's Clay Matthews going to look like? Because he's been a little up and down the last few years. And so, yeah, I think you look at the division, and there's depth there like there has been the last couple of years. I think where the Vikings' strength is versus the other teams is their balance, and they're more balanced than the other teams in the division.
Who do you think the best player is on the Vikings' defense? Just locked up Xavier Rhodes and Everson Griffin. We locked up Harrison Smith last year. Of course, you got Linval Joseph in the middle, Kendricks Barr. Some choices, but I want to know who you think the best player is.
I mean, I think as we sit here today, it's probably, if I had to put money on who the best player was going to be in 2017, I'd probably say Anthony Barr. I think that's a safe pick. I think he's a perfect Mike Zimmer player, a guy you can do a bunch of stuff with. Watch out for Danielle Hunter, though. I mean, Hunter's the guy who I think could really make a big jump. He didn't play a huge amount of snaps last year, but had a huge impact. I know they think the world of him here. And so, you know, if I'm going to go with the safe pick there and just give you the name that everybody would say, I think it's probably Anthony Barr. Okay. If I'm going to give you the guy who I think, you know, you roll the dice and say this guy could be the guy who makes a jump, it's Hunter. Yeah.
12 and a half sacks last year. So Mike Zimmer's pass rush very deep here, and that's an important thing to have in this league. For Vikings fans watching, they want to catch the work that you're doing and the coverage of camp. So how can they catch all the stuff you're doing here?
Well, on the MMQB, we'll have a couple Vikings-related things in the next few days. Peter's going to be here on Thursday, so there'll be some more coming from us. Really, over the next few weeks, we'll have the Vikings incorporated in all of our coverage. You can also check me out on Periscope, my Facebook Live. I've done a lot of that. And my podcast, this is a big one, okay? Go to iTunes and download. I think it's actually Apple Podcasts now, right? Go to Apple Podcasts and download and subscribe to the MMQB podcast with Albert Breer. We always have great stuff there. We'll have a Vikings guest on in the next couple of weeks. And we've really kind of built, I mean, that's something that I've put a lot of time into, and I think it's kind of part of the future of where our business is going. I'm not the first person to say that, but yeah, I'm excited to see where the podcast goes this year.
Clearly a busy man covering the NFL, but he spent some time with us, and that's really cool. So we appreciate it, Albert. Thanks for your time.
You got it.
Have fun in Mankato, all right?
All right.